Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Western Balkans, not part of the conflict in Ukraine, and yet the headlines. EU-US tell Kosovo to back down and Serb standoff or face consequences. The headlines, within hours, Turkey likely to take command of NATO-led force in Kosovo. This is a tangle of allegiances and promises by the leaders of both Serbia and Kosovo. But the tangle involved the KFOR, the peacekeepers from United Nations recently, in a tangle about a confrontation in Kosovo, which is a subset of Serbia, which is a subset of the former Yugoslavia. I don't want to get too tangled up here because Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute has written about this. Anatole, is this something that's independent, a separate world from the conflict in Ukraine, or are these things in any fashion linked? Thank you.
Well, they're linked insofar as, you know, Serbia and Russia are not allies. You know, they're not bound to go to war for each other. But there are very close emotional and to some extent economic ties between them. But also, if on the one hand, NATO were to get seriously embroiled in Ukraine, or Russia were to get involved, God forbid, in a war with China, especially if America got involved in a war with China and lost, then I think it is entirely possible that Serbia would, in fact, act militarily against Kosovo, hoping that you'd see a repeat of the early 1990s and the Europeans would fail completely to do anything about it. So in that sense, the issues are linked. But, I mean, the issues on the ground are, of course, highly specific to Serbia and Kosovo. You know, but basically, NATO broke off Albanian majority Kosovo from Serbia, having promised not to do so, and recognized Kosovo independence, though not all NATO countries have done that, and nor have almost half of members of the United Nations. But NATO has, you know, it has to be said somewhat paradoxically, refused to allow the remaining Serbian majority area of northern Kosovo to break off from Kosovo and join Serbia. Quite what its legal grounds are for doing this, I have no idea. You know, the legal, Western legal arguments have tied themselves into knots over this. Of course, the government of Kosovo strongly opposes it. But then again, I'm in a rational world, they would be much better off to let Mitrovica go, because it would still leave them with 90% of Kosovo, which, after all, they only got because of NATO, not under their own strength. And it would end, it wouldn't end, of course, Serbian unhappiness with Kosovo independence, although one could try to do a deal whereby Serbia recognized Kosovo independence in return for Mitrovica. But it would remove the, by far, the most likely precipitant of a new conflict. In other words, if you like, to make a parallel with 1914, though on a much smaller scale in that part of the world, you know, it wouldn't end the underlying causes of tension in the Balkans in 1914, but it would remove the issue, which the individual issue which actually led to war.
An observation with less than a minute to go is the tangle in the Western Balkans, a glimpse of what can go wrong in Ukraine with a peace that is no peace. Is that a vision, a nightmare vision of the permanent future? We have 30 seconds.
Well, I mean, the Ukrainians and their backers would say that if Ukraine doesn't get back everything it's lost since 2014, then basically, you know, at some stage in future, Ukraine will attack again.
Right.
The Russians say that if they lose Crimea, then Russia will spend the next 200 or 300 years trying to get it back again. But, you know, we just have to try to bring the present conflict to an end and then hope that these other issues can be sorted out over time.
The Balkans, 2023. Wasn't that the Balkans, 1912, 13, 14? Resolution is not possible. Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, Anatole Levin, is in Europe. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.